Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. And, well, we've got a lot to get to, by the way, as I mentioned, Doug Plagans here. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. And, well, over the course of the next hour, we will look at the week that was. I'll be joined by my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay, coming up next segment. And later on in the hour, the Four Nations Face-Off Tournament coming up in February. The United States, Canada, Sweden, Finland. The Panthers have representatives with all four teams. We will hear from some of the Panthers players on what it means to have been named to their national teams for the upcoming Four Nations Face-Off. Caught up with a handful of the Panthers over the course of the week. So we'll have lots of sound coming up on that later on as well. A jam-packed hour as the Panthers are back home for one game, folks. The Panthers, they were just on the road. They're heading back out on the road. But tonight, the Panthers play host to the San Jose Sharks at 6 p.m. San Jose's only trip to Sunrise this season. A chance to see the top pick in the NHL draft, Macklin Celebrini, live and in person. He's having a nice season since he started with a little bit of an injury. But now back into the mix for San Jose, looking the part, looking really good, looking like a top pick. So a chance to see the Panthers and the Sharks tonight, 6 o'clock. At Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise, and you don't want to miss any of it. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets, and you don't want to miss any of the action. And, well, it's one home game, a stop-off, more so than a homestand, a stop-off for the Panthers, who, again, head on the road for five straight after this one. We'll get to a look at the schedule ahead here in just a moment. After that, we will get to reviewing the week that was. Happy holidays, Panthers fans. Time for 12 days of drops, and day six is here. Don't miss out. Head to flateamshop.com. Get your limited edition Panthers Conquered the Hunt collector's book while supplies last. Be sure to check back every day for new exclusive drops at flateamshop.com or go to Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial, open 7 days a week. flateamshop.com. You can knock out all that holiday shopping right there. I'm coming to you today from the Baptist Health Iceplex at the FTL War Memorial. So that's where we're doing Panthers Insider today. I walk by Pantherland on the way in. It's open 7 days a week. And the amount of Panthers merchandise there, it's just off the charts. So come out and check it out. Knock out all your stuff, all your holiday shopping, one-stop shop. And in mentioning holiday shopping, you can score the Cats Holiday Hat Trick packages. Catch all the savings. Three Panthers games for just $75. Choose from the Victor Hat Trick package or the Stanley Hat Trick package, available while supplies last. FloridaPanthers.com/offers. Is where to go. Well, taking a look at the schedule ahead for the Panthers. Before we take a look back at the week that was, I mentioned the Panthers have a busy schedule coming up. Home for one game today. I mentioned 6 o'clock, the Panthers and the Sharks tonight at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. 6 o'clock. If you can't be there, we will kick things off with Panthers preview beginning at 5:30. And a programming note there, if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, AM 790 WAXY is your place to tune in. If you're in the Palm Beaches, 1230 The Gambler, Real Radio 92.1, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. Lots of places to listen. Pre-game show starts at 5:30. We'd love to see you there, though, if you can make it. And you'll want to get out there for this one because after tonight, you won't be able to see the Panthers on home ice again until Friday, December 20th. The Panthers going on the road for five straight against Western Conference teams after this one. On Tuesday night, they'll kick off their trip in Seattle, 10 o'clock Eastern. Thursday, they'll be in Vancouver. A week from tonight, 10 Eastern, the Panthers will be at the Saddle Dome against the Calgary Flames. A week from Monday, the Panthers will have the Stanley Cup final matchup against the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton. And then a week from Wednesday, the Panthers will be in Minnesota. So again, the next Panthers home game after tonight, the 20th of this month. You don't want to miss Panthers Sharks this evening. Get on out to Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise and catch all the action. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. to get your tickets. And folks, our game's your way all season. Panthers fans, build the perfect plan for you with the Panthers Flex Plan. Choose the best combination of games that fit your schedule. Go to floridapanthers.com or call 954-835-POC for more information on Flex Plans and to get your game day seats today. All the information on your tickets. However you want to get the tickets, you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends, we can sort out something that works for you. floridapanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, or call 954-835-POC. Let's get into looking back at the week that was. Since we last talked with you on Panthers Insider, a week ago, last Saturday, the Panthers played host to the Carolina Hurricanes. It was the second end of a home-and-home back-to-back. The Panthers were looking for a third straight win. They were looking for back-to-back wins over Carolina, and they didn't just win a week ago today. They won in convincing fashion, 6-0 over Carolina. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
And off the faceoff win, Forsling puts it to the net, loose top of the goal crease, and nobody able to get a stick on that. Ekblad finds it near circle shot, and he scores! And Ekblad gets the Panthers on the board here in the middle frame, 13-18 to go in the second, and Aaron Ekblad saw that the goaltender was down, and he put that one to the net. As puck's pulled off to the far boards, a scramble fourth. The final seconds begin to tick away. Barkov in front, Tkachuk, and they score! Mackie Simoskevich, he beat the horn, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. A power play goal! What a setup and what a finish! Mackie Simoskevich has the second period. Comes to a close.
Now the Hurricanes backed up to their own blue line. Pressure coming in from Lundell. It's given away. Anton Lundell on the far boards wreaking havoc. Lou Ostarina takes over in front. Bennett shot. He scores! What a setup in the offensive zone. Good hard work from everybody involved there. Sam Bennett able to cash in, and the Panthers take a 3-0 lead.
Samuskevich to Tkachuk, in go the Panthers. Right side, Reinhardt along the boards, dropped it back. Tkachuk in the circle in front, and they score. Barkov for the tap-in. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers lead 4-0.
Now Adam Boqvist for the Panthers on to A.J. Greer. Adam Boqvist near circle back, and he scores!
Adam Boqvist makes it 5-0 Panthers with 8:12 to go here in the third.
Here's Bennett, left side, dropped back. Nate Schmidt, right side, Adam Boqvist down low. Verhage now out to Schmidt. He'll hold it straight on. Long shot, tip, they score!
And the Panthers stretch the lead to 6-0. And that one was tipped in front by Evan Rodriguez. And the Panthers add on another one.
The final seconds tick away. A 6-0 win for the Panthers. Convincing fashion over the Carolina Hurricanes. A 20-save shutout for Spencer Knight. His first shutout of the season. And the Panthers get it done here tonight. 6-0. They've won 3 consecutive games. And they sweep this home-and-home back-to-back against Carolina.
And that was a big couple of games for the Panthers, sweeping the back-to-back over the Hurricanes. And, well, 6-0 there, you heard it. That was a week ago today at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Panthers 6 and the Carolina Hurricanes nothing. So then the Panthers would go on to the road for a couple of games. And they played a back-and-forth game against the Pittsburgh Penguins back on Tuesday night. They were able to pick up a point, fell short in overtime. Here are the highlights from Tuesday night's contest in Pittsburgh.
Puck that's held up on the end boards. Rodriguez nudged it off to Barkov, but the puck rolled away. Penguins don't clear. Kulikov, Barkov right circle shot. They score! And it's Matthew Tkachuk out of the right circle, getting the Panthers back to within one. And that was a good, hard-working shift there. And it's Matthew Tkachuk set up perfectly, zips it home, and the Panthers cut the deficit in half. Schmidt for Jesper Boqvist here on the near side. He'll head up the near wing into the offensive end, down behind the net, around far corner. Tkachuk tried to center, takes the bounce. Jesper Boqvist in front of chance. Bennett, he scores! And Sam Bennett gets the Panthers back to within two. A big one there. Bennett set up out in front, and he's able to wrist it past Jari, and the Penguins' lead is reduced to 4-2. Jesper Boqvist will play it off the boards. Tkachuk in the corner, drags it out front. Backhand feed, bounce back. Tkachuk looks at Adam Boqvist, a shot, and he scores! And the Panthers are back to within one. Tkachuk to Adam Boqvist, and he's able to fire it home. And now the Panthers trail 4-3. The Penguins' lead reduced to one. Aaron Ekblad straight on, looks to the near circle for Hagee. Up top, Ekblad a blast, and that one deflects wide. Over on the far side, Barkov kept it alive. Letang a stick in the lane, got it out the line. Ekblad, long shot tip, and they score, and it's Matthew Tkachuk. It went off the post, bounced back to him, and Tkachuk is there to jam it home. Matthew Tkachuk's got two, and the Panthers have tied this game at four. It's a power play goal for Matthew Tkachuk. Drop pass, Forsling, center circle, given back to Bennett, near side Tkachuk. Up the wing he goes, right circle, Tkachuk walks in, shot, and that one winds up wide of the mark. Tkachuk again, two goals, two assists in the game for him. Bennett, a pass, couldn't get what he wanted on that. He was tied up, two on one for Pittsburgh. Rust up the far side of the circle. Rust, a shot, he scores, top shelf. And the Penguins win it 5-4 in overtime. Brian Rust with the game winner.
So that was Tuesday in Pittsburgh. The Panthers, a valiant comeback. They were able to get a point on the road, a game in which they were down 4-1 in the third period. Anytime you can be down three in the third, still wind up getting a point, you'll take that point and move on. It was Brian Rust getting the game winner, 5-4 Pittsburgh, the winner back on Tuesday evening. But you look at that when the Panthers have put themselves into a spot to contend for the Atlantic Division title. This is a contending team, a team that's been racking up the points lately. And when you're in a good spot like the Panthers are, if you keep making sure you get points regularly, that could be a big point down the road. We've seen how much one point can mean late in the season. So to come back from down three in the third, get a point on the road, the Panthers set themselves up for a good road trip if they were able to get a win on Thursday, and that is exactly what they did. Before we get into the highlights from Thursday, though, here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice talking about the comeback in Pittsburgh.
You know, you're down by a couple of goals, but it didn't feel that we were under siege at any point. At the same time, they probably were trying to hold on a little bit, and we were able to get to a little bit of a different level. We gave it five shots, period. So I didn't feel that they were on us. In every NHL game, even if you get outshot badly, you're still going to get a few chances. They had a few chances. They got some good screen pucks by our goalie. That would be the area that I thought they were better than we were, as they got to our net front, better than we got to their net front. But, I mean, the shots aren't 30-30, and you're calling it an even game. I didn't think it was even. I mean, we were pretty good.
Yeah, the Panthers were able to come back and get a point there in Pittsburgh. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there on Tuesday's game. So the Panthers went off to Philadelphia after the game in Pittsburgh. Thursday night, it was Panthers Flyers at Wells Fargo Center, and this one was a wild one, folks. 12 combined goals. The Panthers came out the winners in regulation by a 7-5 final. The highlights here as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Out along the far boards, then Brink can't get it back down low, and Philadelphia backed into its own zone. Evan Rodriguez, a takeaway, cuts in, another shot, he scores! And Evan Rodriguez gets the Panthers on the board first. He won a battle for a puck, got in on net, and he's able to beat the big goaltender Fedotov down low. Evan Rodriguez gives the Panthers a 1-0 lead. Back come the Panthers out to center. It's Forsling. He led Tkachuk too far. The puck goes down to our right inside the Flyers zone. Back behind the net. Tkachuk stays with it. He's got it. Tkachuk backhand out to Mikla. Shot, and he scores off the crossbar and in. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 13:03 to go here in period number one. Nico Mikla through traffic, and he's able to double the Panthers' lead. Here's Tkachuk at the right side, gives to Reinhardt, back in front, Barkov, backhand, he scores! What a setup, what a finish, Barkov with the backhand, and that is a power play goal, and the Panthers take a 3-0 lead. Over on the far boards, Barkov sends it around the end wall. Here's Reinhardt near side. Backs out to the line across Ekblad. Straight on. Looks right. Has Barkov. Barkov top of the right circle. Through the circle to Tkachuk. Out to the dot. Shot toward the net. Verhaeghe in close. And he scores! Carter Verhaeghe. A power play goal. And the Panthers take a 4-2 lead. Face off here in the near circle down to our right. Evan Rodriguez against Noah Cates. Rodriguez won the draw. Bennett, Forsling at the line. Long shot, he scores! Gus Forsling ties this game at 5 with a shot from the blue line that found its way all the way through. Gus Forsling, the tying goal with 5:17 to play in the third. Down to the corner, Barkov. Barkov behind the net, looks near side. Tkachuk there into the circle. Tkachuk to Barkov. Barkov up top, Ekblad, a shot. Save, pulls on the rebound, jammed net, and they score! It's Sam Reinhart able to jam it home out of the far circle. The first rebound was stopped as Verhaeghe took a whack at it, but then Reinhart there, and he's able to give the Panthers a 6-5 lead, a power play goal, and a crucial time, and the Panthers take a 6-5 lead with 1:59 to play. Kulikov back for a loose puck near side. Reinhart sends it along, and Matthew Tkachuk has that one a little out of his reach. Tkachuk far circle, a shot in the empty net, he scores, and Matthew Tkachuk puts this one away. 7-5 is now the Panthers' lead, an empty net goal. The final seconds tick away here in Philadelphia, and the Panthers get it done this evening. A 7-5 win over the Flyers here tonight at Wells Fargo Center, and the Panthers stuck to it this evening and came out of here with the 2 points in regulation. A game that featured a little bit of everything. It was back and forth. The Panthers able to come from behind in the late stages and take care of business here in Philly. 7-5, Panthers over the Flyers. The Panthers' point streak extended to 5 games.
So the Panthers keep that point streak intact. A game that featured a little bit of everything. You had some physical tension. You, of course, had the 12 combined goals. You had lead changes, and the Panthers get the 2 points, and they do so in regulation, which can certainly come in handy down the road. As we recap the last Panthers game, that being the Thursday win in Philadelphia, here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Post-game Thursday said he didn't love all of that one, but they'll take the win.
We hope it's unique. You know, you wouldn't want to see that ever again. But yeah, I think we kind of got what we deserved in the middle period. I mean, we got a 3-0 and 4-2 leads, and we're just not very good. So what you're left with, what's important is finding a way. I mean, you can't do anything about the pass when it's halfway through the third. I think you're probably thinking that you're going to have a chance to tie the game on the power play at the end. So the bench got a little excited about that. And then Gustav, you know, sifts one through. I think we've had, I don't know, we went on a run of 15 or 16 posts in 4 or 5 games. So nothing went for us. And then you get a break like that. I think the power play was wired. It's been great for a while now. Don't like winning hockey games on our power play. We did tonight. And then there's some other things clearly we got to work on.
Yeah, 4 power play goals for the Panthers last time out on Thursday. Here's Matthew Tkachuk now, post-game Thursday night in Philadelphia. Thoughts on the win over the Flyers?
Not a recipe for success down the road, but I guess found a way to get this one. It was crazy. Special teams were good for us to get us a few goals, and I guess we needed them tonight. I mean, when it's 4-4 going to the third, you know, you can't really change the first 40, and just got to win a period. And I guess the one positive going into the third is we're tied on the road. And, you know, we'll take that every time. So, let up one early, but we're able to get a bunch back late. And just a very weird win, but at the end of the day, it's a win. So take it, and we'll go on home with somewhat happy about it.
And last thought on that one, here's Evan Rodriguez of the Panthers, who's been putting up some nice numbers lately, said that game Thursday in Philadelphia wasn't perfect, but they stuck with it, got the win.
Good resilience from our group. I think we got out to a little bit of a lead, and I think we, you know, thought it was going to be easy the rest of the way and took our foot off the pedal, and credit to them, they played hard and they came with a push and capitalized on the chances, and then just stuck with it, tried to find the energy, big goal by Gussie, and then kind of rolled from there.
Evan Rodriguez of the Panthers, post-game Thursday after the Panthers win in Philadelphia. So now the page turns to tonight, Panthers and the Sharks, 1-game stop off at home for the Panthers before they're back on the road for 5 straight. You don't want to miss it tonight. 6 o'clock face-off, Panthers and the Sharks, Amerant Bank Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Just getting started here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass, and my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Bill Lindsay, will be stopping by straight ahead on the other side. Later on in the program, we'll talk some Four Nations face-off, lots of Panthers sound from some of the Panthers who are going to be representing their countries at February's Four Nations Face-Off Tournament. Lots more to come here on Panthers Insider on a Saturday morning, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Panthers getting set to take on the San Jose Sharks tonight. The one visit for the Sharks to Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. For the Panthers, a one-game stop off at home before they're back on the road for five straight. The top pick in the draft, Macklin Celebrini, chance to see him in person this evening. He's been performing well for San Jose lately. The Panthers are coming off a win in Philadelphia, a wild one, and have points in five straight games. And, well, getting back to what I said, the Panthers after tonight, they don't have another home game until, almost a couple of weeks from now, the 20th of this month. The Panthers will have the St. Louis Blues that night, but they don't have any home games between now and the 20th when they're back at home. So you want to make sure you're out there tonight to see the Panthers and the Sharks before they get on the road for five after this one. Joining me now, and we'll be talking to him a lot later on as well, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. Is Billy, we're going to see two of your old teams head-to-head this evening at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Good morning, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Doug. Everything's good. Yeah, the San Jose Sharks, it was short and sweet, but was able to get over there and play for Daryl Sutter for a while and get a playoff round in with him. So wasn't a lot in the Shark tank for me, a little bit more here down South Florida, but I am a Sharks alumni. You're correct.
Well, it's going to be a fun one, and we'll get to that and everything that that surrounds that game tonight here in just a little bit. But, Billy, the Panthers coming off that wild win in Philadelphia on Thursday. We had some reaction from some of the guys. We had some reaction from Paul Maurice following the game on Thursday last segment. Seemed like the common sentiment was, you know, not the recipe that we want to follow every single night, not something we want to see every single night, not crazy about it. It wasn't perfect, but they were happy to get the win. Important to get wins like that when, you know, occasionally, if you're not making it a regular thing, is it important to be able to get a win sometimes in an unconventional way like the Panthers did on Thursday night, just to be able to, I guess, build up some of that callus as the season goes along?
You're going to win all kinds of different scenarios. It's a long season, the grind with the Four Nations, a condensed schedule, the trip to Finland. You're going to have to battle everything mentally, physically throughout the course of this year. Panthers are scoring goals in bunches. That's good for the players. They know they can play defense. They're good. They've shown it at their best that they can lock it down, tighten up the neutral zone. When that has to happen, sometimes it gets away from them. They would like to be a little bit more stout defensively. But if you talk to the players, I don't know, it's 27 goals or somewhere in that neighborhood in five games for the Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk, 9 points. If you went around that locker room, even though the players want to get better defensively, if they had won or been on a five-game point streak and scored 15 goals and just only allowed three against, they'd be really proud of their defense. But some of the players might be in slumps, not scoring. Everyone seems to be getting out of slumps, getting the pucks to the net. So the sticks are lighter. It's a good feeling throughout the room, especially for a player like Tkachuk, a bit of a slow start. All of a sudden, he just lights it up for a couple of games. It's a positive way to trend. Everyone's feeling healthy, and the ability, again, for the Panthers just to know, okay, we've given up a three-goal lead, then we squandered a two-goal lead, and we just have the mental fortitude to stick with it. 60 minutes, and that's the problem that we saw last year. Can you play with the Panthers no matter what style? If it's high score, low scoring, can you stay? You can stay with them for 40, 50. Can you stay with them at 60, or if overtime is required? It's just a hard task, and I give credit to the Flyers and teams that do it, but more often than not, the answer is no, and that was the case in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Panthers coming off a 7-5 win last time out. Billy Lindsay kind enough to stop by here on a Saturday morning on the Panthers Insider Show. Billy, you mentioned Matthew Tkachuk, and the way he plays and the way he's so good, not only in terms of putting the puck in the net, but he can set up his teammates. We've talked about a lot the vision he has. It seems like he's, you know, a 3-4 point night waiting to happen every time he touches the ice. Anything you've seen from him specifically that's led to the point output that he's had these last few? It just seems like the way he plays, he always has himself in position for those big nights.
Well, the biggest thing, I go back to that Carolina game, the last one that they won on home ice. And all of a sudden we see Tkachuk in the scrums. The mouth is moving. He's chirping. I was like, okay, yeah, Tkachuk's back a little bit here. We got him. When he starts to get into that feistiness, it kind of drags him and his offensive game along with it. He's engaged, I guess, is the biggest word that you can say. He's engaged in the battle. And when they were kind of going through that six, when they lost 6 out of 7, there wasn't a lot of that. The Panthers, they looked slow. They looked sluggish. Didn't seem to have that temper, that meanness underneath them. All of a sudden, that started to come back. Tkachuk was getting it. And when Tkachuk gets that, good things tend to follow. And I just seen more passion from his game. He's moving his feet better. Tkachuk's not the greatest skater in the world. He's an elite playmaker, as you talked about. The vision's always going to be there. But he's a player that has to move his feet, has to be in motion. And it's not... He's been less stagnant on the ice. He's always seems to be in motion, getting into those open spaces. And it doesn't take a lot for Tkachuk. It just needs a little bit of white ice, a little bit of separation. He's going to score the goal or he's going to set up a play. And that's just been the difference that I've seen mostly from Tkachuk. He's engaged mentally as far as just being in the fight, and when you see that, okay, the legs start moving, the hands start moving, and seems to be processing the game at a little bit faster speed. We talked about the great players, players like Reinhardt and everyone. You go around the league, Kaprizov, they see the game, and even at Tkachuk, they see the game one step ahead of what's happening, even before they get the puck, and Tkachuk is starting to get back to that level where he is reading and reacting. Seems like there's a lot less thinking in his game. He's just reacting, and that's the best Tkachuk you could ask for.
Bill Lindsay here with us on Panthers Insider. And Billy, one more for on the Panthers and the Sharks tonight before we get into a couple of league things I wanted to chat about, because I know that you were working at the NHL Network last night. But Billy, the Panthers and the Sharks tonight, the Panthers looking to keep their point streak going. San Jose, they're coming off a tough loss in Tampa, but they've started to pick it up lately. Macklin Celebrini looks the part, folks. If you're out there looking for something to do, this is one of the bright young stars in the game, just 18 years old, top pick in the draft, and he's looking the part. Billy, what do you expect from tonight's matchup with the Panthers and a Sharks team that, like I said, this is a team very much in a rebuild, but they have picked it up lately, and I can't imagine they enjoyed losing 8-1 in Tampa a couple of nights ago. I'm sure they're going to come out with some motivation this evening.
Yeah, they got off to a bad start, and then they started before that Tampa game. They were 6-4-1 in their last 11 games, over 500, which is something. They're exciting. I can't wait to see Celebrini. This kid's the real deal, and for Celebrini to come in, when you come on and watch him tonight, he's got man strength already. He is first in the NHL in puck battles won, if you can believe that. 18-year-old kid. That doesn't happen. Usually you're talking about a guy that's so sturdy and strong, is probably 30 years old and been around the block or two, that's going to win all those puck battles. But it's not. It's Macklin Celebrini at 18, and he's got the offensive upside, the shot. So I'm really excited. Will Smith is another guy out of college, a high draft pick. It's going to be a lot of fun. William Eklund's having a good year. Granlund, you go down their lineup, they've shown a lot of improvement. It's going to be fun. They're going to look to bounce back. And if you're not, they've had some big victories along the way. If you've seen what's happened, they won in Washington the other night. They got the ability if you're not playing your best. So this is one of those maybe trap games for the Panthers before they get set to go out on this road trip. They're going to have to be prepared to play. If you're not, San Jose, even though they lost 8-1, don't let that fool you. It's not a bad team on the other side. So come out. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see these young talent. Want the Panthers to win. But on the same side, I'm really interested because we only get to see the San Jose Sharks twice and once on home ice. I really, really cannot wait to see Celebrini, Will Smith, and this San Jose group firsthand.
Yeah, if you throw out October, the San Jose Sharks are a 500 hockey team, and there are a lot of teams in the National Hockey League that aren't 500 hockey teams. So the Sharks playing better than a lot of teams over the course of the last month or so. Bill Lindsay here with us for a few more minutes on Panthers Insider. Billy, big news in the Eastern Conference yesterday. The Rangers moved off Jacob Trouba. What did you make of the move there? And then, of course, in somewhat of a corresponding move, they signed their goaltender Igor Shesterkin to a long-term deal, which had been talked about for a while. What did you make of some of the moving and shaking that took place yesterday?
Well, there's some peace now in New York. They need that. They need some calm. Jacob Trouba, that was swirling. We had him on the network with his interview and talking about just leaving New York, how this summer he chose his family over his career because his wife has a residency to be a doctor there in New York, and she was taking place, and he didn't want to be traded, so he stayed there. And all of a sudden, it just came down. Chris Drury, the GM, said, we're going to put you on waivers or you're going to accept a trade somewhere. So they forced his hand. And he moves on to Anaheim, and he wasn't playing his best. So they're not good. It wasn't going well. They had to move on from Trouba, kind of get that settled. So it's good for the New York Rangers. Frees up cap space. I don't believe that had anything to do with the signing of Igor Shesterkin. That was going to get done one way or another. And Shesterkin gets $11.5 million, resets the goalie market. He deserves it. One of the best goaltenders in the NHL, if not the best. And what you hope for when you sign a long-term deal like that with a goalie is that 11.5, 4 years down the road when the cap gets up, maybe the goalie mark is reset around $13 million, and 11.5 looks like a bargain for Shesterkin. And even at that high number, if you end up in those 8 years, you get a Stanley Cup out of it or that kind of scenario like we did with Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky at $10 million. That contract has been well worth it for the Panthers. The Rangers are hoping the same thing on their end. They needed some stability in New York. It wasn't going well for whatever reason. So Trouba moving on, it had to be done for both parties. Maybe you get the noise out of the locker room, the Shesterkin contract. They win last night 4-2 against the Penguins. So maybe things quiet down in New York. It's still a good team. They're going to be in the playoffs. They just had to take care of some business, and that's what they did in New York. So I think it's beneficial for them on all fronts, and just hope Jacob Trouba, wish him all the best. He's a good quality defenseman, and I was really surprised. The one thing I was surprised is that Anaheim took on the full $8 million of his contract for this year and next year.
Bill Lindsay here with us on Panthers Insider. It's the Panthers and the Sharks tonight. Business picked up yesterday. And as always, it's fun to monitor everything that happens on and off the ice over the course of the 82-game NHL season. Bill Lindsay here with us. And Billy, we look forward to seeing you out at the arena tonight. Panthers, Sharks, everybody come out and see it. If you can't make it, we'll have you covered on the radio side. Billy, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Thanks, as always, for stopping by.
Thanks, Doug. Looking forward to it. What a day, huh? This South Florida.
Yeah, big day. Big day. And big day. Billy, we look forward to seeing
Enjoy
you soon.
Enjoy the sun. It's going to get a little cold for you, buddy.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Trip to Calgary and Edmonton coming up. Got to make sure I have all my winter clothing packed for that one. Billy, thanks so much for stopping by, and we will talk to you later on.
All right. We'll see you tonight. Thank you.
That is Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, and again, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider this morning. We're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll talk some Four Nations face-off, some sound from a handful of the Panthers on the other side. Tournament coming up in February, USA, Canada, Finland, Sweden. Panthers going to be represented by players on all four teams. Panthers more represented by players than any other NHL team in the Four Nations face-off. 8 different Panthers players set to compete in the tournament. We'll talk about that coming up on the other side. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always. Big thanks to Bill Lindsay for stopping by last segment, and also Dan Day with us on the other side of the glass this morning. And time to talk some Four Nations face-off. Remember, the Panthers do have the Sharks tonight, Amerit Bank Arena, 6 p.m. face-off, 5:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview. Programming note, if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, AM 790 WAXY is going to be your place to tune in this evening. So we invite you to listen, but we'd love to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Well, coming up in February, folks, the Four Nations face-off will take place between the 12th and the 20th. The games will be played in Montreal and Boston. There will be four national teams competing, USA, Canada, Finland, Sweden, rosters all comprised of NHL players. The Panthers are going to be more represented by players than any other NHL team. The Panthers will have eight players competing in the tournament. Matthew Tkachuk for Team USA, Gus Forsling for Team Sweden. For Canada, Sam Bennett and Sam Reinhart were named to their Team Canada. And then Team Finland, they'll have four Panthers. Alexander Barkov, of course, with Anton Lundell, Antti Luostarinen, and Nico Mikkola. And the Panthers will also be represented by a handful of staff members as well. Team USA is going to have Panthers general manager Bill Zito as an assistant GM. And you'll have Teddy Richards, the Panthers equipment manager, is going to be the equipment manager for Team USA. And Miles Fee will be the video coach for Team Sweden. Patrick Hornquist going to be an assistant general manager for Team Sweden. So again, lots of Panthers representation up and down the Four Nations Face-Off Tournament. We had a chance to hear from a handful of those competing in it a few days ago. But first, here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Wanted to get some sound from him because I asked him what it meant to see so many Panthers having a chance to compete in it, the players, but also the staff who are going to be in it. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on the Panthers being so well represented at the upcoming Four Nations Face-Off.
I'm so happy for them. Like, it's such a big deal to be able to play for your country. And we don't get the experience often over here. The World Championships are always in our playoffs, so playing there is not the same thing. Playing for your country at the World Championship doesn't feel the same way, because really what you want to be doing is playing in the playoffs. But this is a different animal, and it's on a huge stage. We've got eight players, five staff members as well. So we've got 13 people from our group. The pride comes in the number of people that we've been able to say are the best options for the countries to win their tournaments. So really happy with that.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Here is Sam Bennett of the Panthers. He will be playing for Team Canada at the Four Nations Face-Off. We had a chance to hear from him, Sam Bennett, as he spoke to the media a few days back after he was named Team Canada, on what it means to be named Team Canada at the upcoming Four Nations Tournament.
Yeah, it's obviously a huge honor to get to represent your country. And you know, you look at the list of players that are on that team, and it's pretty remarkable. It's going to be a really cool experience. So I can't wait for that tournament.
I know you've obviously kept your focus in the day by day here with the Panthers, but was that something that was in the back of your mind? Did you ever think about what it would be like to get that news and be named to Team Canada?
Yeah, of course I thought about it. I didn't want to get my hopes up too much or think too much into it, but I always knew if I got the call, I would be ecstatic, and I certainly was when I got that call. So it's one of the highest honors representing your country at a tournament like that. So it'll be a blast.
Have you thought about what it'll be like not only to team with Sam Reinhart on that team, but to play against some of your Panthers teammates throughout the tournament?
Yeah, we've already been joking around a little bit. It's definitely going to be a unique experience playing against your teammates mid-season, but that'll be cool. I think every game we'll be playing against some of our teammates. So definitely a unique experience, but looking forward to it.
Sam Bennett there. He will be playing for Team Canada at the Four Nations Face-Off. And yeah, the Panthers going to have they're going to be represented by all four teams in the tournament, or represented on all four teams, I should say. Switching gears to Team Finland now. Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, he was one of the original group named to Team Finland back over the summer. Team Finland, which includes four Panthers players plus assistant coach Tuomo Ruutu as well. Here's Alexander Barkov of the Panthers on what it means to have eight Panthers playing in the Four Nations Face-Off.
It means that we're doing something right, and obviously everyone, every single person have worked hard for that and deserves the nomination on the team. So it's going to be fun to play against those guys.
Have you thought about what it might be like to potentially line up for a draw opposite Sam Reinhart or to go into the corner against Matthew Tkachuk, something like that?
I haven't really thought about that. Obviously, we do that in the practice, but it'll be a little different when you actually have to play against them. So, but now we think about, obviously, this regular season right now. And then when we play against each other, it'll be a fun experience for sure.
Are you even able to put it into words how special it is to throw the jersey of your home country on?
It is special. And I know it's been a while for me since the World Cup 2016, but always, whenever there's a chance, I'm more than honored than to represent my own country and play for the country. And obviously, this one is best against best, so it's going to mean a lot more too.
Alexander Barkov there. Here's Nico Mikkola of the Panthers on being named Team Finland.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, it's always an honor to play for a Team Finland, and it's a long time coming to see all the NHL players playing against each other, so it's going to be amazing.
How much are you looking forward to sharing the experience with three of your Panthers teammates there on Team Finland and also playing against some of your Panthers teammates in the tournament?
Yeah, it's a little different, like middle of the season, and especially playing against like own teammates, so it's going to be different, but in the end, like, it's a hockey, and like everybody want to win, so we'll see.
Nico Mikkola there. Will fit this last soundbite in at Tuulivuosto Arena on being named a Team Finland as well.
Yeah, it's an honor to represent Finland and the four nations, and a lot of guys going from this team too, so it's gonna be a cool experience, and winning play against the best players.
You talk about playing against the best players. Have you thought about what it's going to be like to play against some of your Panthers teammates throughout the tournament as well?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit weird for sure, but I guess it's part of the thing here. So it's going to be a little bit weird.
Ed Tuulivuosto Arena in there, and that takes us to the end of the program. Big thanks to Bill Lindsay for stopping by last segment. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Panthers Sharks, 6 o'clock tonight, 5:30 pregame on the radio network, floridapanthers.com, SeatGeek.com to get your tickets. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you this evening on the Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.